Overture.
Chapter 1. Showtime. In a dark amphitheater, the spotlight flicked onto a man wearing a shiny top hat, standing in the middle of the stage. His deep voice echoed throughout the main tent.
It's showtime, ladies and gentlemen! Welcome to the circus!
The man boomed, bowing to the audience with a flourish of his hat.
Tonight, you will be taken on an incredible journey around the world. Our dazzling performers have come from almost every continent on Earth to blow your minds away with their talented acts. Be amazed, be intrigued, and be entertained beyond your wildest dreams.
He intoned dramatically. A ripple of excitement flowed through the audience as the last few of them hurried to their seats, eager for the grand show the ringmaster promised.
Behold, the one and lonely, pardon me, the one and only fearless king of the beasts, Yang, our magnificent African lion and his pride.
The brassy tones of a military march resounded across the half-filled tent, as a magnificent lion kicked a red curtain aside and strutted proudly onto the stage. His thick golden mane accented his regal bearing. A hush fell over the audience, who were in awe of the proud beast. Female lions walked in a few paces behind him while the cubs pounced onto the stage, shrinking back when they landed too near their leader. Yang halted his solemn march at the center of the stage and cast a fierce look at the audience. A collective gasp let out as the huge lion leapt onto the highest pedestal on the stage. Fire suddenly engulfed the hoops positioned in a row on the front stage. Under Yang's glaring eyes, the lionesses and their cubs lined up and jumped through the blazing hoops in an impressive display of agility. The audience burst into applause at the daring feats and watched to see what the pride would do next. Over and over, the lionesses and cubs queued up and leapt through the hoops of fire. People's eyes soon glazed over, and the phones that were used to snap photos of the jumps were lowered as the audience started checking their apps. The huge lion seemed to share their disenchantment as he opened his huge jaws in what looked very much like a yawn. Just then, the flaming hoop next to Yang's pedestal collapsed, missing the lion's long mane by inches as it fell and set his stool on fire. Fully awoken, the lion leapt out of the fire's reach. The lionesses and cubs scattered to the edges of the stage, while Yang roared his displeasure at the fire, which was now consuming his princely pedestal. The audience was about to flee the premises, when heavy footsteps thundered towards the stage, and the red curtain swung open to let in a grand old elephant. The big gray beast calmly lumbered to the fire and extinguished it with a splash from her trunk. The stage lights promptly flicked off. As the flames puffed out in the darkness, the audience heard muffled shuffling and the shrill squeal of microphone feedback before the ringmaster's deep voice boomed out over the speakers.
You've just witnessed the gracious old dame Yin, our queen of Asia, once again taking care of those around her. Mighty, yet kind, this wise beauty is 40 years old, with a brain that's 4 times larger than ours. Sit back and relax, for Yin and her herd of 8 superb elephants will now enthrall you with their magnificent performance.
Reggae music streamed out of the speakers and put the audience back at ease as the elephants quietly took their position on reinforced stools, arranged in a semicircle. The animal's unassuming demeanor further relaxed the audience. Circus grooms hung cymbals and drums around the elephant's tusks, and the animals began to bang on the instruments, more or less in rhythm. With her flexible trunk, Yin grabbed a large golden ball and gently threw it up in the air. She caught it with amazing dexterity, threw it up again and snatched it, and then tossed the ball towards the spectators. A little boy jumped up and caught it, waving the ball excitedly around for a moment before throwing it clumsily back at the stage. With lightning speed, Yin moved 5 meters to her right and caught the ball with her trunk. The audience gasped in awe. The 9 elephants then juggled the ball and passed it on to one another in a rather dull routine. Warm applause rewarded their show anyway. Next, the herd interlaced their trunks with one another and bowed to the audience. An aggressive shriek from above interrupted the applause. Looking up, the audience saw a black and white eagle gliding in circles just beneath the roof of the main tent. He looked very much like he was wearing a business suit, with his white plumage and dark black wings. In the blink of an eye, the bird dove and clamped his talons into the shiny ball Yin had casually thrown up in the air as she was leaving the stage.
"Ladies and gentlemen, behold our French black and white eagle in bold action! He flew all the way from the Alps for you!"
proclaimed the ringmaster.
"This prodigiously smart, faster-than-light, high flyer is nicknamed the Suit, and you can see why. Now, behave yourselves, for he is watching you with his sharp 360-degree vision!"
The show went on, with the Suit dashing from high above to catch progressively smaller balls tossed up all over the main tent, as well as to capture animated fishes from an aquarium on the stage with stunning accuracy. Although at first captivated by his piercing golden eyes and speed, the audience quickly lost interest in following the solo performer, who was simply catching ball after ball, fish after fish. Finally, the eagle circled the main tent, trailing a yellow banner embossed with, "Welcome to the Circus." His act raised only a smattering of applause from the half-bored audience. Just then, the banner got caught around a pillar, eliciting a few snickers from the audience and laughter and finger-pointing from the younger members of the audience. The eagle angrily fought to free the banner, only to rip it in half. The ringmaster's voice hastily filled the air.
"Ladies and gentlemen, that was one of the surprises of our daring show, which keeps our performers thrilled and on the edge each and every time."
A few pairs of eyes rolled in the dark tent, unconvinced as they recalled the yawning lion and staid elephants.
"And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's another amazing moment. A tribute to ingenuity. Meet our fantastic team of builders, flown in all the way from Canada to entertain you. Unseen in any other circus across the whole planet, here are the marvelous beavers under the strict baton of their conductor, Miss Betty."
The circus orchestra played a romantic piece about Paris as the beavers diligently trotted to the center stage, dragging along a cart filled with short bamboo sticks. They started to connect the sticks, their movements precise and meticulous. Miss Betty, rather skinny for a grown-up beaver, was holding a golden baton and running around her team to ensure every detail was right. The upper part of the tower soon took shape before the audience's eyes. A child's voice cried out near the front,
"Mommy, it's the Tower of Pisa."
The audience burst out laughing as the tower indeed tilted more and more to the right, while the beavers, unaware, concentrated on adding height to it from its base. Seconds later, the rodents abruptly disappeared under a mountain of bamboo sticks. The audience winced with a compassionate ouch at so much unrewarded effort. Miss Betty dropped her baton in despair at the scene. The beavers emerged from the rubble and bravely started all over again without a second thought. This time, it was the Eiffel Tower that took shape, almost straight up, to scattered applause from the audience. As suddenly as the first tower, the second collapsed in a pile, burying the beavers as the curtain quickly swung closed over the scene. The ringmaster announced loudly over the scraping sounds of the gathering sticks.
"Ladies and gentlemen, from enchanting Paris, we now venture to another incredible place. You will be entranced by an exceptional standalone performer, Sleeky, our King Cobra, who will invite you into a ravishing dream of sensuality. Sit back, relax, and let your feelings overwhelm you."
A sensuous melody played and a gleaming cobra slithered onto the stage while the last of the beavers rushed off it, in obvious fear of the snake's sharp fangs. Eyes closed, the King Cobra undulated at the fast rhythm of the seductive song. writhing and coiling in utter confidence and enjoyment of the music. So absorbed was Sleeky in his mysterious dance that he seemed to forget the audience completely. After a while, the spectators too began to drift along with the haunting melody, their eyelids floating shut like the snakes. The lilting music drew to a close, and Sleeky snapped open his eyes, as if annoyed at having his reverie broken. He glided off stage without so much as a backward glance at the audience, and the spurned crowd clapped sleepily as the cobra's tail vanished behind the curtain. Amid mutterings about the circus losing its touch, a few spectators got up and left the tent.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you are about to see defies description, but I can guarantee you'll laugh about it again and again for years to come,
announced the ringmaster, oblivious to the fidgeting crowd.
They are street smart, inventive, and just can't stop having fun. Here are the Cheeky Chimps, led by Godfather Chimpsy.
The orchestra played a loud hip-hop tune as the chimps roared their way on stage on gleaming mini motorcycles. They rode at high speeds, swapping bikes and driving recklessly across the narrow bridges, throwing themselves into fast and furious stunts. Then Chimpsy grabbed a microphone as the circus band played the opening bars of a popular musical score. The big chimpanzee lip-synced with exaggerated motions while his tribe stroked their boss and proffered him peanuts and cookies. Chimpsy tossed treats back to the subservient chimpanzees with the languid air of a mafia boss. Kids in the audience laughed at his exaggerated antics, and older audience members cracked smiles at the mafia spoof. The chimps wound up their performance, and the ringmaster stepped onto the stage to announce,
"Ladies and gentlemen! You have been a terrific audience, and a very special one, too, near and dear to our hearts. Our star performers wish to thank you for that. Here they come on the stage!"
The alpha lion Yang appeared first, alone. He glared at the audience with his proud, baleful eyes and then stalked backstage. In contrast, Yin walked in with her elephant herd, and all gracefully bowed in unison. The beavers appeared next, carrying two bamboo sticks each, and saluted the crowd while banging their poles together. Finally, the chimps bade a loud farewell by rearing up on their motorcycles and doing wheelies around the stage. After waiting in vain for the eagle and the cobra to show up and make their final bows on stage, the ringmaster allowed the curtains to fall, and the lights streamed back onto the audience, who were fast abandoning the amphitheater without a backwards glance.